Welcome to the White Crane Podcast, a friendly voice in your ear. Now today I'm in kickboxing mode. It's Monday, we've got kickboxing class this evening, and I'm just busy promoting a new kickboxing class that's starting over in Uckfield on a Friday evening from the 11th of October. That one starts, and it'll be 7:15 until 8:15 in the evening. So my mind's firmly in kickboxing mode at the moment. So I thought I would do a short podcast and offering my completely unbiased, of course, opinion on why a kickboxing class would be a better option for you than going to the gym. So I think that doing a kickboxing class is a really, really good way to keep your training interesting. Sometimes you can get caught up in this, for want of a better word, treadmill in the gym. With a kickboxing class, with a good instructor, it will be keeping the class extremely varied. Obviously, there's core things you need to practice, but there's infinite number of ways that you can practice them. So a kickboxing class will always be varied. And importantly, you won't have to think about it. You know, you can have your busy day at work where you're spending your day thinking, then turn up to your kickboxing class, and then you just won't have to think about it. You just follow on and get a nice varied workout. It's really important to keep tricking your body, especially with cardiovascular exercise to improve your cardio fitness. It's important to keep on tricking your body into new ways of training. So obviously keeping a very varied class will help with that. One of the best things about doing something like kickboxing is that you're consistently learning new skills. I love the gym, but with kickboxing you get fit and you learn a new skill. So it's very, very tangible. You're starting getting better at this new skill that you're learning. I said in my previous podcast about the five S's, you're improving skill, strength, suppleness, stamina, and speed. So if you want to listen to a bit more about the five S's and how kickboxing can improve those, listen to the previous podcast. As well as this, you'll meet new people. You'll meet new people who talk, not just people who wait impatiently for you to finish on the machine or people that you're waiting to finish on a machine. You know, it's one of the most frustrating things about the gym, and I find myself people watching too much, whereas when you're in a class, you know, you're just getting on with it. The class is a safe environment. Obviously with a gym, I'm sure many people know how to use the equipment and use the weights, but quite often I've had more injuries working out in a gym than I have in class. You've got a good instructor in the class teaching the class. It's usually a safe environment. Even when you're doing sparring, you know, it's a very safe, controlled environment. Whereas in the gym, a little bit more chance. I feel there's a bit more chance for picking up injuries. In a class as well, you train at your own level, and you've got an instructor who's keeping an eye on you training at your own level. So it's really important to realise that when you're doing something like kickboxing, I get a lot of people who come to me and they say, "Oh, I'm going to come to your kickboxing class, but I want to get fit first." Now, it's really important to realise that you can get fit in by going running, by going to the gym, by going swimming, cycling, whatever. That will help a little bit, but not too much. I remember when I started doing martial arts years and years ago, and I was a half marathon runner. I was a pretty quick half marathon runner. I quite often placed top 10 in half marathons that I did. That barely helps at all when I went to my first martial arts class. It's a very, very different type of fitness, and fitness is very specific. So if you want to get fit for a kickboxing class, you want to get fit for a kung fu class, go to a kickboxing class, go to a kung fu class. It doesn't matter where you start. It's how you improve each week. You know, and in a class as well, you're in it together. You're with other beginners. Everybody's learning together. But having said that, a good instructor should be able to train a world-class kickboxing champion in the same class as a total beginner and give them both a good workout. You know, as I said, everybody's in it together. One thing that's really, really important about kickboxing classes is that punching and kicking things is great, especially after a day at work. People always say that I have quite a calm demeanour. Personally, I don't always agree with that, and I certainly didn't used to have a very calm demeanor when I was in my teens and early 20s, quite the opposite sometimes. And it wasn't until I started punching and kicking things on a regular basis that I actually became a little bit calmer in my life. But it's a great stress relief. It's a great way to unwind at the beginning of the day. And it's one of the most rewarding things I see as an instructor is that, you know, when people come in this class, you see they've had quite a hard day, and then you just see the look in their eyes as they relax after they've been hitting things, hitting pads and stuff like that. So it's really, really good. And actually, like it or not, some people don't like this idea, but really, really, we were born to fight. We've been fighting since the day we were born. We've been fighting before since the day we were born. We've been fighting since we were sperm that was battling its way to fertilize our mother's eggs. You know, as a species, survival of the fittest, it's built into our DNA. You know, fighting, feeding, and the other F that if we didn't do, none of us would be here. So it's really in our core. You know, it's not in our core to go into a sanitized, air-conditioned building and get on a treadmill or get onto an exercise bike or you know, push weights while we're sitting on a chair. It's in our core. It's in our essence. It's in our being to fight. Having said that, you know, we don't want to live in an uncivilized world. So having the opportunity to go and do it in a controlled, safe environment is very, very important. And I can't stress that enough. Some people disagree with me. They're wrong. Completely wrong. We're born to do this. There's no equipment needed, no fancy spangly leggings required, nothing like that. Just turn up, learn new skills, get fit, and best of all, have lots of fun. Thanks for listening. Bye.